Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
A woman was shot and killed on her front porch last night in Knightdale. Coming up, what police are still saying about the suspect they're looking for.
And we're looking at a very warm afternoon. We could tie the record at 83, but this is the last day. Tomorrow afternoon, temperatures will feel 20 degrees cooler. And I'll show you when we could see some showers, too.
And the pool is narrowing. Five GOP challengers took to the debate stage in Miami. Their standout moments as former President Donald Trump hosted a competing rally not too far from there. We have it all for you to get your Thursday started. I'm Jeff Hogan.
And I'm Michelle McConaughey. Another warm day ahead. Yesterday was beautiful. I was washing my car outside. I said, this is the perfect day to do that because...
Last time around.
Yes.
For this week.
For this week, yeah. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner with a look over Wilson this morning. A little bit of a breeze there.
Yeah, a little bit of cloud cover, too. We're seeing some clouds that are just starting to work their way in across the area just in the last hour or so. Generally, we'll call today mostly sunny to partly cloudy, but we're seeing a few clouds. And yes, a little bit breezy, too. You can see the whirligigs spinning a little bit. We have a southwest wind right now at 8 miles per hour. That continues to pull the warmth in. Our temperature at RDU is sitting at 60, so it's a mild start this morning, certainly. It's 60 in Fayetteville, 59 in Southern Pines, and Rocky Mount, it's 50 degrees up in Roxborough. 24-hour temperature change, we're running about 5 to 6 degrees warmer than we were this time yesterday in some places. That's not a huge jump. We take a look at Friday. That's the day that we've been watching closely for a chance for rain. Tomorrow morning, likely to be cloudy, but we'll start with temperatures near 60, close to where we are right now. It's just that we won't see temperatures warming much during the day. We'll have a band of rain that tries to sneak in, and around 2 or 3 o'clock in the afternoon, we could have a quick band that brings just some light patchy rain. After that, it should be all quiet. We'll take a look at our Football Friday forecast coming up in just a little while. But looking at the potential for more rain on Sunday, it's starting to trend wetter, so I'll show you a future cast coming up. Again, looking at that high of 83 this afternoon, partly cloudy skies at 83 would tie our previous record. Brian?
It is 8:02 right now as we take a look at traffic, and we're following some breaking news on the northern side of Wake County. A crash with injuries on Highway 98 right around Camp Kanata Road to the west of Wake Forest. And we're still seeing some very heavy delays in both directions on 98 or Durham Road heading around Falls Lake. Best alternate route that should save you about 10 minutes this morning will be using Stony Hill Road and Purnell Road to take you back to Capitol Boulevard. That will get you around the big delays in both directions of 98. We'll let you know when that clears as soon as we get word from Wake County 911 that the situation is looking better. One area where it is looking better is in Rollsville, where we had an earlier crash on Main Street at Burlington Mills Road. Latest update from those live sensors indicate that traffic is moving along pretty well in both directions through there, so it's very likely that is clear. Taking a look overall while we're on the northern side of Wake County, coming in from Wake Forest on southbound Capitol Boulevard, about a 9-minute backup as you head toward 540. And out of Rollsville this morning, you're going to be stuck in traffic for about 6 minutes as you head southbound on 401 toward the 540 interchange. Tracking some heavy backups on the south side of Raleigh, 40 westbound slow from the Hammond Road area out to just beyond Lake Wheeler Road, about an 8-minute backup showing up right now, according to that live data. Taking you out to Durham, to the Durham Freeway, 885 at TW Alexander Drive, that northbound traffic heading away from us there. Looks like a disabled vehicle on the right shoulder, but overall, we're just seeing a lot of congestion this morning, especially between I-40 and 147, about an 8-minute backup overall on those sensor readings. Elsewhere around the triangle, we're looking okay on major routes. No big delays right now through Cary on US 1, and I-85 is looking good between Durham and Hillsboro. Don't forget, if you're heading out to the car right now, you can listen to us on the radio as our live newscast continues there. 99.3 FM in Raleigh, 96.5 FM in Durham.
We're working to get new information this morning about a shooting in Knightdale that left a woman dead. Police have been at that scene, Twain Town Drive, all night long. They just wrapped up the scene a little bit ago after the shooting happened just before 8 o'clock last night. WRAL's Kelsey Coffey joins us now from the Knightdale Police Department, and we are learning more, Kelsey, this morning about the woman who was shot and killed there.
Jeff, we're learning more, but there's still a lot of unanswered questions. Police were there for about 10 hours in Knightdale Police. They cleared that scene, I would say, around 5:45 this morning. Let's get you straight to video now from the WRAL Breaking News Tracker. Over 60 shell casings were found in front of a home where a 40-year-old woman was shot and killed. Police received a call about this just before 8 o'clock last night. This happened in a neighborhood on Twain Town Drive. Officers found the woman shot on her front porch. WREL spoke with the woman's husband on the scene. He says she leaves three children behind. We're waiting for police to release her name this morning, and police are still searching for that shooter, but the police chief did say that that person is not a threat to the public. Kelsey Coffey, WREL News, live in Knightdale.
And we also have breaking news this morning in Raleigh. Troopers are working to learn why a woman led them on a chase that ended in a crash at a Raleigh gas station. WREL's Brett Neese has the latest from the WREL breaking news tracker this morning.
A vehicle registration violation. That's the reason this all began. That's why troopers initially pulled this woman over. Take a look. This is video from the WREL breaking news tracker of where this chase ended. At that gas station off South Saunders and Iliagnes Road, it's just a little over a mile from where they initially pulled her over. You can see she crashed her car into one of the gas pumps there. Troopers tell me that that car is not a stolen vehicle. You can see there is plenty of damage that was done to it. Multiple troopers' vehicles were also damaged because they used pit maneuvers to slow this woman down during this chase. She was arrested after that crash, taken to the hospital to be treated for minor injuries. Now she faces several charges from all of this, one including a drug DUI charge. I'm working to learn who she is. I'll keep you updated. In Raleigh, Brett Neese, WREL News.
The five candidates chasing former President Donald Trump for the Republican presidential nomination are trying to separate themselves from the pack. They were all on stage in Miami last night for the third GOP primary debate. Chris Christie, Ron DeSantis, Nikki Haley, Vivek Ramaswamy, and Tim Scott, all part of that debate hosted by NBC News. This was the first debate since the start of the Israel-Hamas war, and foreign policy was a prominent topic.
You don't respond to an enemy and a terrorist with fear. You respond with strength. When you do that, that's when the world pays attention, and that's when Iran stops.
As President of the United States, my foreign policy is simple. You cannot negotiate with evil. You have to destroy it.
The next Republican debate will be December 6th, and candidates will all face higher polling and donor thresholds to make the stage for that one.
And as last night's debate was happening, former President Trump put on a rally just outside of Miami. In his speech to his supporters, he blasted the pro-Palestinian rallies happening across the U.S.
Our country has never seen the likes of what you witnessed in America last weekend with the menacing mobs of Hamas supporters chanting their jihad slogans in the streets of our cities.
And Trump said that if he is elected in 2024, he would revoke the visas of foreign students who what he called Hamas sympathizers.
We're hearing from the neighbor who jumped into action when two Robeson County deputies were shot. Sheriff Bernice Wilkins says deputies Jonathan Walters and Kaylin Locklear are recovering and in good spirits, and they are both expected to fully recover, so that's great news. They were shot Tuesday morning while approaching a man who was out on bond on a murder charge, and they were serving him a warrant. Sheriff Wilkins made a point to praise the neighbor who did first aid on the deputies after the shootout.
I felt like it hit an artery. So I pulled that strap, but it wasn't doing much or nothing. It wouldn't get tight. So I hollered for Cody to go in the house and get me some towels and a belt. And he come back out with his belt and two towels, and I just put the belt around him and just snatched it.
Both deputies are recovering at Cape Fear Valley Medical Center. Sean Locklear, the man who police say shot those deputies, is still in the hospital at UNC Medical Center. Happening today, the Salvation Army is partnering with hotel management company Concord Hospitality to give out meals to hundreds of families in need. And the final preparations right here, you're having a live look at this before getting those meals out the door. It's a partnership with the charities Feed the Children. Each family will get a 25-pound box of food, a 15-pound box of hygiene essentials, and other necessities. The regional VP for Concord Hospitality says the need for events like these is growing this time of year.
We have 145 hotels across North America, and there isn't a community out there that doesn't, beg for us to basically be partnered with them.
She says she wishes the company could do more events like these. This is the 15th year Concord Hospitalities has partnered with the Salvation Army for this drive.
It was a big night for country music, full of standout moments for some of your favorite artists. Coming up, we'll show you what's buzzing from last night's Country Music Awards.
And a video game that has captivated gamers for decades is breaking onto the big screen. What we know about the live-action Zelda movie now in the works.
And today's the last day to enjoy some temperatures in the 80s, at least for the next week or so. We're looking at cooler temperatures over the weekend. And now it looks like Sunday, at least for parts of the viewing area, could be wet. I'll show you the timeline.
Welcome back on your Thursday morning. This is a beautiful look over Clinton. You can see some clouds in the sky there, but beautiful blue skies. We're expecting another warm day today, probably the last warm 80-degree day for a little while. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner has a look around town. It's going to be gorgeous today.
So pretty today. We take a look at what's happening. We do have mostly sunshine. Some cloud cover is filtered in a few places, but we'll end up feeling partly cloudy for the bulk of the day. A live look at Goldsboro and, of course, here in Fayetteville, right outside our newsroom on Hay Street, Chapel Hill, courtesy of Top of the Hill Restaurant, with some blue sky there and a pretty look over Apex this morning. We have one more warm day near record highs. We should hit 83 this afternoon, which would tie the record. A front comes in tonight that's going to bring us some cloud cover and cooler temperatures starting tomorrow. Friday, a small chance for rain. Sunday is looking a little bit wetter. We'll walk through that. Here's a look at the big picture. We have a southwesterly flow, which is bringing us all the warmth. This is the cold front that will bring us back to normal. That cold front slides in overnight tonight. So we'll start Friday with cloud cover, and we'll see the potential for some showers early afternoon. This is the brand new run of the computer model that just came in. So we have some rain that sets up to our west. Right here at lunchtime, it starts to push into our northern counties, and it's a little bit more, the band of rain is a little more intact with this new run that comes through, but I mean, you can see it is still a really tiny little line of rain, and it's it moves through very quickly. So quick little showers possible for Friday afternoon, but we do remain cloudy after that. There's a debate as to whether or not we might end up seeing some clearing on Saturday. Saturday's definitely trending drier. This run of the model popped up a tiny little shower closer to midnight too. Again, here's a look at the big picture. We have this front that swings through. We have that chance of a little bit of light patchy rain on Friday. Friday's going to be cooler. Temperatures will hold in the 60s. And then Saturday, mostly cloudy but dry. And then watch the precipitation down south start to lift northward across our area Sunday. So Sunday morning from Raleigh southward, that'll continue into the late afternoon. And then we might clear after that. It looks a little bit drier for Monday and Tuesday. So here's a look at some of the numbers. Dry today, a tiny chance of rain on Friday, dry Saturday, and then Sunday, the bottom half, the southern half of our viewing area could see some rain. I'll show you the totals. For Friday, it's minuscule, looking at less than a tenth of an inch, but then we add Sunday, and you can see almost a half an inch of rain in our southern counties, so again, turning a little bit wetter for Sunday. If you have a Sunday outdoor plan, just keep checking back. Duke plays at UNC Saturday at 8 p.m. Right now, it looks like it'll be dry, but cool. Game time, 53, then falling through the 40s as the game continues. Saturday, 60, Sunday, 53. But then after that, the sun returns early next week and we bounce back into the mid-60s. Ryan?
It is 8:16 right now. New at 8:16. We have a crash reported on 440 westbound right around the Jones-Franklin Road interchange. And we're generally just seeing some heavy traffic in both directions of 440 this morning between the I-40 interchange out toward Western Boulevard. That is at least partially contributing to some heavy delays, ramp backups on 40 westbound as you head through South Raleigh. Overall, we're now measuring about a 6-minute delay between 440 and Southeast Raleigh out to that US 1 interchange heading toward Cary. So allow some extra time there heading through South Saunders Street out toward Lake Wheeler Road. Still tracking heavy delays in both directions of 98 with a crash reported right around Camp Kanata Road. So west of Wake Forest heading out toward Falls Lake. You're going to run into that heavy traffic as they work to get this one cleared. Best alternate route is going to be a combination of Stony Hill Road and Purnell Road to get you around those big backups on 98, and that should save you about 10 minutes according to the latest sensor data that we're seeing there. It connects you back up to Capitol Boulevard on the northern side of Wake Forest. Still seeing some delays in both directions of 885 in Durham right now, especially on that northbound side between I-40 up to the Glover Road area. Also on the southbound side of 885, there's a little bit of a backup around the 147 merge. Overall, your major approaches into Raleigh not looking so bad right now. A 2-minute delay coming in from Raleigh on on 40 westbound from Wade Avenue to 885 and out of North Durham, about a 2-minute delay on southbound 501 from Infinity Road to I-85.
All right. Thank you, Brian. A teenage driver faces charges after a head-on crash between a minivan and a pickup truck. It happened Wednesday morning on Smith Road in Johnston County. Highway Patrol says the 17-year-old crossed the center line and hit the van. Investigators say three children in that van were not buckled in or in car seats. One of the children was thrown from the van and has serious injuries. The other two children and their mother are also hurt. Neither the 17-year-old driver or his passenger were injured.
People who lost loved ones in the Lahaina fire on Maui this summer are now eligible for a new recovery fund. Hawaii Governor Josh Green announced a new recovery fund worth more than $150 million. It'll go toward people who were hurt as well as the families of people who died. Beneficiaries will be eligible to get more than $1 million each next year.
Fuquay Varina is figuring out how to move forward with new park projects after voters rejected raising taxes to pay for them. Despite the cost of bonds, it's rare for voters to reject a bond referendum. 59% of voters said no to a $60 million bond referendum during Tuesday's election. It would have paid for a new park, indoor sports complex, community center upgrades, and more projects. A community group working to protect open green space in the preserve rallied voters against the bond and won.
We want to work with the town. There was nothing, you know, nefarious. We weren't trying to be mean. We were just saying, come back to the negotiating table with us. And I think people heard our message.
The bond would have cost the typical Fuquay Varina homeowner an extra $224 a year. A UNC study found that only 11 of 213 referendums failed over the last decade.
General Motors has recalled all of its autonomous vehicles. Cruise is the part of the company that operates the self-driving cars, and it's put a hold on operations last month after one of its cars dragged and injured a person along a street. Investigators say it appears that the car didn't detect that the person was trapped under that vehicle. All about 1,000 of those cars will now receive a software upgrade that will change how the car responds after any kind of impact. It was a big night for Lainey Wilson, Luke Combs, and many of your country music favorites at the CMA Awards. And, of course, this unforgettable tribute to the late Jimmy Buffett. Zac Brown Band right there. Alan Jackson was there. Kenny Chesney among the stars, paying tribute to the ultimate parrot head. But the night belonged to Lainey Wilson, winning the CMA's Female Vocalist of the Year, Album of the Year, and Entertainer of the Year.
I've been in this town for 12 and a half years, and it finally feels like country music is starting to love me back. I love it with my whole heart.
And the CMA award goes to Fast Car, Luke Combs.
Also, a lot of buzz this morning about Jelly Roll's acceptance speech for Best New Artist. Very inspiring at 39 years of age.
Wow, so much talent there last night. It's incredible. Well, airlines are adding more flights in the coming months ahead of demand for the winter travel season. United Airlines announced its flights to Florida will increase by roughly 20%. American Airlines is also planning to increase capacity for flights to and from Florida and adding more flights to international destinations, including to Mexico and the Caribbean, also Latin America.
Six prominent North Carolinians will be honored tonight with the state's highest civilian honor, the North Carolina Award. CDC Director Dr. Mandy Cohen will be honored for her work on the state's COVID-19 response. She was the Secretary of the Department of Health and Human Services throughout the pandemic. Former Congressman G.K. Butterfield and David Price will also be awarded for their years of public service. Butterfield served in Congress for 18 years, Price for 33. Southern Pines native Patrick Daugherty will be honored for fine arts. He's known for his sculptures at Sand Hills Community College and his work this year as the artist in residence for LeCole French School of Raleigh. Also being honored, Marshall White Warren for literature, Fred Whitfield for public service. Governor Roy Cooper will present the awards tonight at the North Carolina Museum of Art. 37 years after the first game in the series, we're finally getting a Legend of Zelda live-action movie. Nintendo, the title's owner, made that announcement. The movie will be co-produced by Nintendo and Arad Productions. It'll be directed by Wes Ball, who directed the Maze Runner films and the upcoming Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. The Legend of Zelda is about a hero named Link who saves Princess Zelda and the Kingdom of Hyrule.
A lot of people are excited about this one. Shake Shack is opening its first location in Raleigh today. This is video from other locations across the country. It's super popular. The new restaurant opens this morning at 11 o'clock in the Village District on Clark Avenue. The New York City-based burger joint already has six other locations in North Carolina, including in Cary and Chapel Hill. There's also a stand at PNC Arena. Oh, their burgers are so good.
They are pretty good, but it's National Fried Chicken Day. Maybe you can get one of those there and trade it out. Coming up, a local university is already getting into the holiday spirit. Why, Sean? University is getting an early start on lighting its tree, marking the start of the Christmas season.
And after months of striking, a deal may have been reached in Hollywood. What we know about the push to get actors back on the big screen.
As you get into your car, tune to WRAL News Plus on your radio in Raleigh on 99.3 FM, in Durham 96.5 FM, and everywhere on 101.5 HD3.
Good morning. Happy Thursday. Time now is 8:26. I'm Michelle McConaughey. Brian Schrader is tracking a couple backups across the area. Brian, where are we looking?
Still looking at some major delays on the northern side of Wake County with a crash at Highway 98 or Durham Road at Camp Kanata Road. This is west of Wake Forest, not too far from Falls Lake. And they're working to get this crash cleared, but we're still seeing some very heavy delays in both directions. Best alternate route to get around this is going to be using Purnell Road from Capitol Boulevard out to Stony Hill Road. You can rejoin 98 on the other side there. That should save you about 10 minutes this morning, according to the latest sensor readings that we're seeing. Also, look out for an incident on 440 westbound right around Jones Franklin Road. That's contributing to some pretty heavy delays between I-40 and Western Boulevard.
And take a live look at Clinton. A little bit of cloud cover started to show up here. For the most part, it'll be partly cloudy today. And of course, the last warm day in the 80s that we may see for a while. We take a look outside, partly cloudy. Temperatures right now are mainly in the mid to upper 50s. Exercise planner looks great today. I mean, you know, honestly, it's going to be a bit hot this afternoon in the low 80s. That 83 would tie our previous record. And then in the evening, our temperatures will be pleasant. But, you know, of course, now the sun sets at 5:15.
All right. Thanks, Elizabeth. We're following breaking news out of Knightdale. Police are at a home for more than 10 hours overnight after a woman was shot and killed on her front porch. Over 60 shell casings were found in front of the home on Twain Town Drive. Police are searching for the shooter. They say there's no threat to the public. And coming up next for us on Fox 50, fires are burning in the mountains of North Carolina. We'll tell you about the crews from our area going to help. And coming up on today, Jared Leto climbs the Empire State Building, celebrating live on the plaza.
Shot in 4K ultra high definition, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
A woman faces several felony charges after fleeing from State Highway Patrol. And this morning, we have details on a dangerous situation that damaged two trooper vehicles.
And today's the last day the temperatures will be this far above normal. Tomorrow, we drop by 20 degrees, and I'll show you how long the temperatures remain near normal.
And Republican hopefuls take to the debate stage, trying to stand out from the competition as we close in on the 2024 election. How the candidates made themselves known as former President Donald Trump remains in the lead. Thanks for sticking with us here on your beautiful Thursday morning. I'm Michelle McConaughey.
And I'm Jeff Hogan. Yeah, thanks for making us part of your day here. We get it started together. Some clouds out there, but we're going to have sunshine. We're going to have another nice warm one here before the big change rolls around. Elizabeth Gardner in the WRAL Severe Weather Center right now as we head towards the weekend.
I'm a live look at Franklinton here as we take a look at Franklinton Middle School. You can see plenty of blue sky, a little bit of cloud cover here this morning. That's what we're seeing across the bulk of the viewing area. We're warming up nicely, 60 degrees in the triangle with a southwest wind at 8 miles per hour, continuing to push the warmth up into our area. It's 60 in Fayetteville, 59 in Clinton and in Southern Pines, as well as Goldsboro and Rocky Mount. 52 is our cooler spot there in Roxboro. Our temperatures are running about 4 or 5 degrees warmer in some places than they were this time yesterday, so it's not a big jump. We're going to take a look at Friday. Today's going to be nice and quiet, but Friday, the front will have moved through. It'll be cooler. It'll be cloudy, and we're tracking a little bit of light rain. It's not much. We'll pause it here at noon, and you can watch this little band that sneaks through. We're talking talking about less than a tenth of an inch of rain on Friday, but it does stay cloudy and cool, so there'll be a noticeable change to the way it feels. Futurecast showing maybe another isolated sprinkle down around 10 or 11 o'clock on Friday night. Hour by hour forecast, looking at 83 for the high today under partly cloudy skies, and then temperatures will be much cooler for the weekend. We have the chance of some showers on Sunday, especially in our southern counties. I'll show you on Futurecast coming up.
Breaking news. Police are now clear from the scene of a shooting in Knightdale. They were there for almost 10 hours after a woman was killed. You can see around 60 evidence markers at that scene and what looks like a child's bike there as well. We'll get you that video right there. WRL's Kelsey Coffey was at the scene all morning. She joins us from the Knightdale Police Department. And Kelsey, this morning we're learning more in the past few hours about the woman who was killed.
Michelle, we are learning more, and Knightdale police have since cleared that scene. They were there for about 10 hours. Let's get you straight to video now. From the WREL breaking news tracker, over 60 shell casings were found at a home where a 40-year-old woman was shot and killed. Police received a call about this just before 8 o'clock last night. This happened in a neighborhood on Twain Town Drive. Officers found the woman shot on her front porch. WREL spoke with the woman's husband on the scene. He says she leaves three children behind. We're waiting for police to release her name this morning. Police are still searching for that shooter, but the police chief says that that person is no longer a threat to the public. Kelsey Coffey, WREL News, live in Knightdale.
We're also following breaking news this morning in Raleigh. Troopers are working to learn why a woman led them on a chase that ended in a crash at a Raleigh gas station. WRL's Brett Neese has the latest from the WRL breaking news tracker this morning.
A vehicle registration violation. That's the reason this all began. That's why troopers initially pulled this woman over. Take a look. This is video from the WRL breaking news tracker of where this chase ended. At that gas station off South Saunders and Iliagnus Road, it's just a little over a mile from where they initially pulled her over. You can see she crashed her car into one of the gas pumps there. Troopers tell me that that car is not a stolen vehicle. You can see there is plenty of damage that was done to it. Multiple troopers' vehicles were also damaged because they used pit maneuvers to slow this woman down during this chase. She was arrested after that crash, taken to the hospital to be treated for minor injuries. Now she faces several charges from all of this, one including a drug DUI charge. I'm working to learn who she is. I'll keep you updated. In Raleigh, Brett Neese, WRL News.
And happening now in the WRL Live Center, Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin in India today. This is brand new video into our newsroom of Secretary Austin arriving at the airport. He will be joined by Secretary of State Antony Blinken. Both U.S. leaders will hold talks that will focus on security challenges in the Indo-Pacific region and security concerns over China. Now, this is part of an ongoing diplomatic dialogue that launched back in 2018 to help align the U.S. security policies in the Indo-Pacific region. We'll keep track of this story and keep you updated here in the WRL Live Center.
All right. Thank you, Ken. The five candidates chasing former President Donald Trump for the Republican presidential nomination are trying to separate themselves from the pack. They were on stage in Miami last night for the third GOP primary debate. Chris Christie, Ron DeSantis, Nikki Haley, Vivek Ramaswamy, and Tim Scott were all part of the debate hosted by NBC News. This debate came one day after elections across the U.S. that saw key victories for Democrats in Virginia and Kentucky, as well as for abortion rights in Ohio.
I think there's something deeper going on in the Republican Party here, and I am upset about what happened last night. We've become a party of losers.
Let's focus on how to save as many babies as we can and support as many moms as we can and stop the judgment.
The next Republican debate will be December 6th. Candidates will all face higher polling and donor thresholds to make the stage for that one.
And Michelle, right as that debate was happening last night, former President Donald Trump was holding a rally of his own just down the road outside Miami. In his speech, Trump told his supporters, this is a critical election for the Republican Party.
This race is not just about beating Crooked Joe. It's about defeating the entire rotten, corrupt, and tyrannical establishment right now that you have in Washington, D.C. This election
will decide. Trump said if he's voted back into the White House, he would end open border policies and begin the largest domestic deportation operation in American history.
Local fire crews are headed west to help battle three wildfires in three North Carolina counties. And this all comes as the entire state is now under a state of emergency due to the drought and wildfires. Firefighters from Rocky Mount deployed today and a crew from Hillsboro are on the ground right now. 30 counties are under a burn ban. And if this drought continues, it could expand to include our area as well. Officials with the NC Forest Service say careless debris burning is the leading cause of wildfires in our state.
When things are this dry right now, it doesn't take much for the smallest ignition source to spread into a large-scale, intense wildfire.
Some progress has been made to contain the fires, but there's still a ways to go. Fire crews are keeping their eyes to the skies for any rainfall.
Happening today, the Salvation Army is partnering with hotel management company Concord Hospitality to give out meals to hundreds of families in need. This is a live look of the setup right there. Final preparations before they get those meals out the door. They are loaded and ready to go. It's a partnership with the charities Feed the Children. Each family will get a 25-pound box of food, a 15-pound box of hygiene essentials, and other necessities. And those are those big crates right there. A regional VP for Concord Hospitality says the need is growing for events like these around this time of year.
We have 145 hotels across North America, and there isn't a community out there that doesn't beg for us to basically be partnered with them.
And she says she wishes the company could do more events like these. This is the 15th year Concord Hospitalities has partnered with the Salvation Army for this drive.
Breaking news out of Hollywood, and it's good news for your favorite TV shows and movie franchises. After nearly 4 months on the picket line, Hollywood's actors are getting ready to go back to work. John Lawrence has the latest for us here.
Criminal intent and of criminal action.
This is where a judge in Atlanta was deciding whether to allow rap lyrics to be used as evidence in a high-profile case. Rapper Young Thug and five others have been charged with racketeering and being part of a criminal organization. That was the courtroom proceedings you're seeing right here. Prosecutors want the artist's lyrics to be used as part of its case against the artist. The defense argues rap lyrics are an art and should be protected speech. The judge is expected to make a decision as the trial resumes today.
Time now, 8:39. A local orthodontist is teaming up with a gun range to offer a unique promotion. Just ahead, buy Invisalign and get a free handgun. We'll look at the deal and if it's legal.
Plus, the original team returning to the big screen along with some new faces. We have a look at the new Ghostbusters movie hitting theaters next year.
And we're going to take you live out right now outside. This is a beautiful look. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner has details on the gorgeous day before even cooler weather moves back into the area.
Eight 43 is the time right now on our Thursday morning. This is a live look over North Hills. Just gorgeous out there as you get a view. Pretty much anywhere you look, there's some clouds out there. We had a touch of fog out there this morning, but warm temperatures once again. One more day, a one-day special for us here today, Elizabeth.
Yeah, last day. going. Beautiful here in Franklinton. We're looking at blue sky, just a little bit of cloud cover, and that's what we're going to see on and off today. There may be some periods that feel a little bit overcast because this front is headed our way, and it's going to bring a little bit of moisture. It's not going to bring us any rain, but our clouds will increase a little bit through the afternoon. 60 degrees, so feeling comfortable. Our dew point's at 54, a little higher than yesterday. It just means that we've got a touch more moisture the atmosphere. That's where those clouds are coming from. Hitting 83 this afternoon. If we hit it, we'll end up tying the record for it today. It's 60 in Fayetteville, 61 now in Goldsboro, 59 in Southern Pines, and Rocky Mount, 54 in Roxboro. Around town today, 83 in Raleigh, 82 in Durham, and 85 in Fayetteville. Likely to tie those records. The record 83 there at RDU was set back in 2005. And then in Fayetteville, 85 set back in 1915. So that one's been around for a long time. Maybe we'll
tie both of those records today. Let's talk about tomorrow. Tomorrow's when the big changes happen. We're going to start off with some cloud cover, and temperatures will be mild as you're heading out the door. At 6 a.m., we're looking at mid-50s to mid-60s. But in the Triangle area, we're just going to hold it right there, and our temperatures won't climb any more than that. And we might get closer to 70 in Clinton and Fayetteville tomorrow. We may stay in the 50s up near the Virginia line. We have that small band of rain that'll sneak through, but other than that, we're pretty dry for tomorrow. The amounts of rain are small, looking at less than a tenth of an inch. At 6 p.m., we're dropping into the mid-50s and then into the low 60s down south. So it just stays cool all day tomorrow. On Saturday, we'll start the morning with temperatures in the mid-40s. We may clear out a little bit on Saturday from the Triangle area northward. Right now, the bulk of our viewing area looks dry, minus maybe just south of Clinton with an isolated shower. But Sunday's looking a little bit different. Let's take a look here. Once again, we have our front that moves through. We'll see that light rain on Friday, and then it's dry for Saturday. But watch the precipitation down south starting to lift northward on Sunday. So here's Sunday morning from Raleigh southward. We're looking at a chance of showers, and that may be with us for most of the day. So if you do have plans to be outside on Sunday, just keep checking back as we watch the different runs of the computer models coming in between now and then. Football Friday is likely to be cloudy and cool, but dry. Temperature at game time, 55, dropping to around 50 by the time the games are over. 63 Friday for the high, 60 on Saturday, and 53 on Sunday. So Sunday does look cloudier, cooler, and again, maybe wet for parts of the viewing area. After that, we're back to some sunshine for the start of next week. And by midweek, we're back into the mid-60s, which is normal for this time of year.
All right, thanks, Elizabeth. Today in entertainment news, some old favorites are making a return to the big screen. We have previews of two new movies based on familiar projects. David Daniel has details in our Hollywood Minute.
For the first time in New York history, people froze to death in the middle of July.
What is it?
The Death Chill.
The first trailer is out for the next Ghostbusters movie, and we now have a title, Ghostbusters Frozen Empire. The Spengler family returns to the old firehouse in New York and teams up with the original Ghostbusters to save the world from another ice age. Prepare to chill with Ghostbusters Frozen Empire when it opens in theaters March 29th. Helen Mirren has a new date for her latest honor. The American Cinematheque Awards, postponed from early November due to the SAG-AFTRA strike, are now set for February 15th. Mirren is to receive the 37th American Cinematheque Award for her contributions to the art of the moving picture.
What was that?
Oh Lord, it's the queen bee.
Regina George.
Don't look her in the eye!
You could be really hot if you change, like, everything.
The official trailer for the new Mean Girls movie has people talking about the lack of singing. It's a musical based on the Broadway show, but the only music in the trailer is Olivia Rodrigo's Get Him Back. No songs from the show itself. Mean Girls, the musical, really, we promise it's a musical, hits theaters January 12th. Making Fetch happen in Hollywood, I'm David Daniel.
Musical without the music. All right. A Wake Forest orthodontist is running a promotion with a gun range that is raising a lot of questions. Here it is. It offers a free Glock or gun club membership with an Invisalign treatment. The owner of Gladwell Orthodontics tells WREL the promotion was intended for people who are on the Youngsville Gun Club's email list. Dr. Jason Gladwell says the promotion is only eligible for people who are legally able to purchase a firearm. The Youngsville Gun Club's owner says they do a background check on site. And we spoke with an attorney who says the liability appears to be with the Youngsville Gun Club. They just need to follow the rules required by the ATF.
Guns are like other property. You can buy and sell and dispose of them. But the distinction is guns are potentially inherently dangerous. And so there is regulation surrounding the transfer of firearms.
Gladwell says the promotion is non-transferable. The person who gets started with the treatment has to actually be the eligible person for the gun or membership.
A Raleigh man said to be a violent gang leader was sentenced to 20 years in federal prison. Raymond Brown was sentenced to 240 months in prison for leading a violent gang that dealt cocaine and crack. Police say he was an active member of the Bloods gang. Court documents also show that Brown was given a tougher sentence because of his involvement in at least one murder. And a protest planned for today in downtown Raleigh will call for an end to American aid to Israel. A flyer promoting the rally calls for a ceasefire in the war in the Middle East and an end to what it calls U.S.-backed genocide. The protest is expected to happen in Moore Square at 11:30 this morning.
Families with children in Wake County schools are expressing their frustration that they may have to switch schools next year. A dozen parents spoke out yesterday against a proposed plan to redraw some school zones. Some say families in established neighborhoods shouldn't have to make room at schools for families in new neighborhoods. The reassignment could affect as many as 5,000 families. The school board is expected to vote on the plan November 21st.
Two Republican lawmakers are pointing out the United States' reliance on China for medical supplies. They wrote to the Secretary of the Department of Veterans Affairs raising those concerns. It stems from the vulnerabilities that we saw in America's medical supply chain during the pandemic. There were shortages of masks and other gear. The lawmakers warned China could exploit the weakness and put Americans in danger in the future. The VA said officials are working to respond. And an 11-foot whale was found dead in Emerald Isle after swallowing a balloon. The Gervais-beaked whale had a crumpled plastic balloon obstructing its GI tract. An exam also showed the whale was likely nursing a calf when she died. Beaked whales are large, deep-diving mammals. Live sightings are very rare because they live at the continental shelf and below. The first time this whale was sighted was 1998.
Time for celebrities to start thinking about their 2024 Met Gala outfits. The Metropolitan Museum of Art's Costume Institute announced the theme titled Sleeping Beauty's Reawakening Fashion. As usual, the theme will inspire guest attendees in their costume choices. 2024 Met Gala will take place May 6th in New York City.
One Triangle University is getting into the holiday spirit today. Students, faculty, and staff will switch on the school's Christmas tree this afternoon at 4:30. This is video from a previous year. This year, the tree will be located inside of Estee Hall. The tree lighting marks the official start of the Christmas season at Shaw. And high school football playoffs continue tomorrow night. And of course, WREL has the best coverage and the best high school football highlight show in the state. You can watch Football Friday at 11:35 tomorrow on WREL.
Also, it is week 10 of NFL action on Sunday. You can turn to Fox 50 to watch San Francisco 49ers take on the Jacksonville Jaguars. That's the 1 o'clock game. At 4 o'clock, it's the New York Giants taking on the Dallas Cowboys. And Football Night in America gets started at 7 p.m. on WREL. The kickoff between the New York Jets and Las Vegas Raiders is at 8:15. What a big night it was for Lainey Wilson, Luke Combs, and many of your country music favorites at the CMA Awards. And, of course, this unforgettable tribute to the late Jimmy Buffett.
Wasting away again in Margaritaville. Yes, I am. Yes, I am.
Alan Jackson, Zach Brown Band, we heard from there. Kenny Chesney among the stars paying tribute to the ultimate parrot head. The night belonged to Lainey Wilson, though, winning CMA's Female Vocalist of the Year, Album of the Year, and Entertainer of the Year.
And I've been in this town for 12 and a half years, and it finally feels like country music is starting to love me back. I love it with my whole heart.
And the CMA Award goes to Fast Car, Luke Combs.
Ah, man, that is such a good song. A lot of buzz this morning about Jelly Roll's acceptance speech as well for Best New Artist. Best New Artist at the age of 39.
Oh, my goodness. A star-studded night. So much talent. I love it. Well, a celebration of veterans is happening today in Durham. The county's Veterans Services is holding its annual Veterans Day recognition and celebration. This is video from a previous year. It's happening at the Human Services Building on East Main Street in Durham. The event is free. It runs from 11 to 1 o'clock. Here's your winning lottery numbers. We'll be right back.